And wanted you to kind of review, first of all, what ramucirumab is and how it compares sort of mechanistically to other anti-angiogenics, and then the data that we have from this REGARD trial.
Of course. So ramucirumab is a monoclonal antibody targeting angiogenesis, the VEGF pathway, but in contrast to aflibercept, bevacizumab targets the receptor, so the VEGF receptor as opposed to the circulating ligand, which bevacizumab and aflibercept target. And we think that that not only inactivates the receptor, but obviously also blocks the ligands from binding and seems to have activity in animal models in gastric cancer. In phase one, there were a few patients with gastric cancer who seemed to benefit with response and stable disease. So this trial was conducted, 355 patients who had progressed on frontline, randomized in a 2-to-1 fashion to ramucirumab, single agent or a placebo, double blind, so you couldn't know for sure. And what the study shows is that there is a statistically significant improvement in both progression-free and overall survival for patients who got ramucirumab. And although you have to be careful about cross-study comparisons, but if you do that and you compare that trial to the trials that compared chemotherapy to placebo in second line, the results seem almost identical. In fact, the survival on ramucirumab and trials of either irinotecan or docetaxel are almost identical, and the placebo arms look almost the same. So at least the suggestion cross-study is that this single agent seems to have a benefit that you would otherwise achieve with single agent chemotherapy, but what appears to be much better tolerability.
And just to review the numbers, you looked at 355 patients. Overall survival was 5.2 months in the ramucirumab arm versus 3.8 months for a placebo. Hazard ratio 0.77, statistically significant. PFS 2.1 months versus 1.3 months. Hazard ratio 0.48, again, statistically significant. I'm kind of curious why you attempted to use a single agent anti-angiogenic in this study. Most of the trials have looked at chemotherapy with anti-angiogenics, although there are a couple of solid tumors where you see single agent responses. But Charlie, what was the thinking there in using just the ramucirumab?
Well, I think two reasons, Neil. One is that, as Randy mentioned, in 2008 when we wrote the study, there weren't studies showing a survival benefit for second-line therapy. And more importantly, the FDA and the EMA and all the agencies, there is no approved second-line therapy for gastric cancer in this country and most other countries. And, as a result, we really thought that it was reasonable and ethical to consider this study. A lot of people in 2008 said to me, "You'll never get this study going. You'll never get it enrolled." In fact, it enrolled faster than expected.
And what about sort of anti-angiogenic effects we're used to seeing, I guess, off target in terms of hypertension, proteinuria?
So there definitely was a higher rate of hypertension in the study, but in fact, it was really in the teens. So nothing that couldn't be managed with antihypertensive therapy. That's, in fact, really the only toxicity that was higher in the ramucirumab arm compared to placebo. A number of toxicities are higher in the placebo arm, but likely reflect the state of patients with second-line gastric cancer.
Now, is this an agent that oncologists should be, aware that maybe they're going to wake up in the morning soon and check their phone and see that it's approved, or do you think a lot more data is going to be needed?
Well, the trial in and of itself is potentially subject to review by the FDA, and my understanding is that that is under consideration, that is to consider approval for the agent by itself in second line.